Joining me in the KRVS studios is Katie Slattery and Sarah Goche, who are here to talk about a fundraiser called Hippie Fest. It is to support the Riveters' production of Hair, and that fundraiser is taking place this weekend at the Blue Moon Saloon. I think we should start off talking about the Riveters, because I know our audience has heard me announce a few productions that have been put on by the Riveters, but let's talk about that group, how it got started, and what the mission of the group is.
Sure. We got started about 2 years ago when we did Wendy Wasserstein's production of Uncommon Women and Others in St. Martinville. And it was this group of women, and we came together and just our creative forces just meshed, and we ran with it and said, hey, why don't we start a theater company? And we chose Rosie the Riveter as our mascot, if you will.
And remind people who Rosie the Riveter was.
She was a woman who stepped up to creates the machinery when the men left for war. She filled in the gap.
So the Riveters, and is it still comprised of all women?
It's not. No. We are open to men as well. We're okay with that.
Well, how many productions have y'all done?
We've done, well, we remounted the Uncommon Women in Lafayette for that remount, and then we did Cheaters, directed by Martin Smith, at Cité, and we also helped produce Cabaret. And so now we're working on Hair, and we're also working on another one-woman show that's happening in the summer called The Blonde, The Brunette, and The Vengeful Redhead.
I like that.
Yeah.
Well, is there a pattern to the plays you choose? What draws you to a particular play?
There is no pattern yet. Mm-hmm, it's just, hey, this show is really cool. It's got one woman doing seven monologues. Let's do it. Okay. Yeah. Hey, there's Hair. Let's do it. Okay.
And it's a lot of them have, I think, strong female characters. Like Uncommon Women is where it began, and there's a lot of very strong female characters. And then Cheaters had a good balance between male and female. Cabaret, obviously, a very strong out of the box of what you would consider a quote-unquote normal woman. And then this show, The Blonde, The Brunette, is going to be a one-woman show with seven, you know, completely. And then Hair is also, I think, pushing the boundaries kind of show.
Absolutely. 50 years later, or however many years later, it's still pushing the boundaries.
It is. And yeah, it's just as relevant today as it was 50 years ago.
Right. Well, do most of you have a theater background?
We do. Most of us do, but some of us do not. And we're working professionals. We have someone who's in the military as part of the Riveters, a paralegal, just anyone who enjoys theater and is willing to dedicate their time and love to the art.
And I know, Sarah, you do have a theater background. You've acted in many, many plays. Katie, what is your relationship with theater?
I also went to school for theater. I have my BFA here from UL in performing arts, and I've directed several shows in the past with UL. I directed Beyond Therapy, The Shape of Things, and I was assistant director to Noises Off and Stop Kiss.
All right. So the two of you are drawn to interesting theater, good theater, energetic theater. I know over the years I've spoken, particularly with you, Sarah, about plays that you've been in.
Right. And, absolutely. I feel like they, as strong characters, apparently, I'm pulled to. And I'm not a very quiet or shy girl in life. So I think that probably has a lot to do with my personality. But the arts and theater is meant to strike up conversation and make people think differently. And I think it is funny that you say 50 years ago, this was so controversial, this musical. And 50 years later, you think we've grown and we've changed, but it's still, like, I think, just as controversial as it was 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think makes that so about this particular play?
Well, the language, for one, and the topic, the subject matters. I mean, there's something in there to offend pretty much anyone.
Still.
Any day.
Well, is there something, too, about the whole idea of youthful energy, that is always something that the establishment is uneasy about?
Absolutely. And Hair has been called the impassioned plea of today's young people. And that was in the 60s. And I think it's still relevant today. You know, our youth are still crying out for change, for reform, and we feel like our voices are not being heard even today.
And it's funny that you say that, because I think it's the passion of young people, as you say, but I think once you get older, like in your 30s and 40s, you're worried about raising your family and you're worried about going to work and putting food on the table. And when you're young, you don't have those concerns yet about life. Mm-hmm. So you actually can get concerned about the world that we live in and the changes you want to make. So maybe the young people are speaking what everyone's too tired to speak about.
Right. And that is a little scary when you are concerned about other things and you want right. things to be more stable. And whether it's about hair or whatever the topic is or the symbol of the day, right. it is still that complete unbridled energy that's being thrown into something that right. maybe exactly. other people don't want to hear about.
Right.
Well, it is quite a production. And again, some of our audience may have seen the movie or may have seen it performed someplace. There's a lot that goes into it. Obviously, the costumes. It's a musical, so there are big yeah. numbers in it. And you're having a fundraiser to help defray the costs of this production.
We are. There are a lot of expenses going into it, and we would like to raise some money, and we wanted to do something different, something that involves the community. So we thought, why not Hippie Fest? Why not?
Why not have another big event?
That's right. Well, at least people get to participate in this, and certainly for some people of a certain generation, it means you can reach way back in your closet
yes.
and pull some things out, perhaps.
And people are. I have mm-hmm. people bragging about the boots they're going to wear that they wore in the 60s.
The fringed leather oh, yeah. vests and everything. So it's going to take place on the 19th, and that is this coming Sunday?
Correct.
Okay.
Sunday.
And what's going to happen?
Well, a lot. We have two bands playing, Blue Eyed Doll and Zigzag Wanderers. They're going to come in and play songs from that era. And we're also asking people to bring an instrument, if you play an instrument, to bring it in. And we're going to take some time and just jam. And I'll personally be rocking the egg shakers and the tambourine. But people are bringing guitars. One girl said she could bring a clarinet. I mean, bongos, whatever. And we're just going to jam and see what creative juices flow.
It's going to be a musical happening.
It will.
Exactly.
It
happening.
So people can wear costumes
absolutely.
If they want to. They can dress like they want to from whatever their imagination tells them the 60s were all about and that particular fashion statement. You're also going to have some other events. Now, the Blue Eyed Dolls, maybe you can tell us just a bit about them.
Oh.
You're in the group, Sarah.
Yes.
What
I'm
kind
the vocalist
of music?
For the band Blue Eyed Doll. We do a lot of classic rock, big, loud rock and roll, but a lot of our songs consist of covers of Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix and The Doors and lots of music. Katie restricted me to it had to be music that was released between 1963 and 1973 and had a hippie feel to them. So I went through our repertoire and we chose some pretty
some 30-minute psycho.
Right, exactly. We play Whole Lotta Love on a regular basis mm-hmm. and there's a part in that song where it just kind of trips out and I'm like, maybe we can just do that for like 10
yeah.
minutes.
Yeah. I said, fine.
Yeah, some Grateful Dead covers, maybe.
Exactly.
And so we're going to have music. Y'all are going to have costumes. Now, is there a costume contest or is just great fun wearing the costumes?
It's just great fun wearing
okay.
the costumes.
All
I mean,
right.
maybe we'll, you know, give a high five to the person wearing the coolest costume or
something. And doing henna tattoos.
Yes. Okay. We'll have a girl who's very talented with henna, and she's going to be doing henna, so you can have that done as well.
All right. Now you're going to have a bake sale also.
We
Any
are going
special
to
treats?
We're going to be making the goods ourselves, uh-huh. and we're creating the baked goods and making fun names for them, and I
okay.
won't give away all the names, but for example, we're going to have like tie-dye color cookies, and they're going to be called LS Delights.
Right, I can see the direction that's going
yes.
in with your punning.
Yes, yes. And we'll also have some vendors from the area. We have a woman selling vintage 1960s jewelry, and we have a couple people selling natural soaps and essential oils and other hippie-fied kind of goods.
Any tie-dyed T-shirts?
If we can, that would be cool. If we have time this weekend to make them, we'll do it.
Yeah, I have friends who remember tie-dyeing all kinds of things. Anything
oh, yeah.
you could put
Everything,
into a boiling
yeah.
pot of dye.
How fun.
Maybe that'll inspire people to bring out all those tie-dyed
right.
Outfits that they have. And then you have a silent auction. What kind of items do you have?
We have received donations from various businesses. The Cajun Picasso, Dusty Reed, donated an original artwork that he made just for Hippie Fest, and it's valued at $1,800 to $2,200. And so we'll be auctioning that off. It'll be a silent auction. We've also received a donation from an artist in Austin, Texas, to be auctioned off as well. And we'll have some other gift cards from local businesses, a free haircut to be, we'll raffle those off.
Any blacklight posters?
Oh, we don't have lava lamps.
Sorry, you're bringing me down memory lane.
I have a couple lava lamps. That would be cool.
If you are just tuning in, my guests are Sarah Gauthier and Katie Slattery talking about Hippie Fest, which takes place this Sunday at the Blue Moon Saloon. It is a fundraiser for their production of Hair. And when will Hair be produced?
Hair will be in September of this year here at Burke Hawthorne Theater.
Okay, all right. And have you already auditioned for it?
We have not. Auditions will be June 27th from 5 to 7 p.m. and June 28th from 2 to 5 p.m. at Artmosphere Bistro.
Okay, so anyone thinking perhaps of auditioning, going to Hippie Fest would be a good way to kind of get yourself in the mood and chat with other people about the times.
Absolutely.
And start feeling that hair vibe.
And we're hoping that Hippie Fest will be a way to let people know about the auditions, because I would love to see people at auditions that maybe haven't done a show in Lafayette before, but I've always wanted to, and I would love to find some hidden talent in the area. We have so much.
Because how many people are in the cast?
There are 23 people in the cast, all races, all colors, male, female.
All hair types.
All hair types.
Because during festival, while Katie and I were at festival, we saw a guy hula hooping. And we're like, oh, he'd be wonderful to be a part of the show or a part of Hippie Fest or things like that. Mm-hmm, so it's just getting to meet all these cool people that really feel passionate about, you know, putting your art out there. And
I mean, that is just, again, seeing the production here at UL many years ago and also remembering the movie. It really goes across class and gender and personality. I mean, it was amazing who they took into that group of people who eventually sing all those great songs in Hair. But it's a real cross current of American society that finds itself on stage.
Absolutely.
For that production. So definitely anyone interested in auditioning for Hair, going to Hippie Fest this weekend would be a nice way to just chat with you all about the performance.
And if you can't make Hippie Fest, all the information is on our website and Facebook page. It's under The Riveters. And the website is riveterstheater.weebly.com.
And then Facebook would be just sort of slash
the Riveters.
Hippie, the Riveters.
Yeah.
Okay,
and then the Hippie Fest event is linked to that as well.
Okay, so you can find out more and you can be updated about both Hippie Fest and Hair as those auditions get closer and then the performance in the fall. So are you all looking to audition as well? Or y'all?
Well, I'll be directing.
You'll be directing.
So I'm not auditioning, but Sarah here may.
Yes.
I'd love to be a part. So I remember I was in high school when they did it here at UL, and I was so jealous when I came to the show and fell in love with it and was like, it's just such a big musical. It's a big production, and I commend Katie for taking on such an extraordinary feat as is this one. And she's so passionate about everything in the show, and she has all these wonderful ideas already about you know, ways to show the hidden meanings and the subtext of the production. And so I think it would just be a joy to work with 22 other amazing talents.
Exuberant people.
Right, exactly. It's a more of an event than just being a part of a musical production.
Right. So. Well, if you are tuning again, we're talking about Hippie Fest, which is a benefit for the Riveters production of Hair, which will be performed at UL in the fall in September. For more information, the Riveters website or the Riveters Facebook page. Again, my guests, Katie Slattery and Sarah Gauthier, here talking about this great event. What time does it start on Sunday?
5 o'clock. It's from 5 to 10 p.m. at the Blue Moon.
All right. So start looking for those fringed vests and hair pieces and everything else that went along with it, and join in the fun on Sunday and help support this production of Hair. Well, thank you both for coming by.
Thank you so much for having us.